With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I want to go into Chicago and have this incompetent governor that doesn't want us. Do you know that this weekend, 72 people were shot in Chicago? I'm embarrassed to say it in front
Ridiculous.
Of the president of Poland. 11 people were killed. 72 people were shot. Last
that's
week,
insane, bro.
7 people were killed.
That's insane, but they sitting here saying the crime rate's going down in all these cities.
So how can he and the governor of Illinois be on such different pages here? This is Pritzker in a post on X earlier today.
Watch how he lies. Watch how Pritzker lies.
The well-being of my people, he writes. I can't live in a fantasy land where I pretend Trump is not tearing this country apart for personal greed and power.
There's no way you can say that this is a fantasy land. One, you can't care about the people in Chicago because when you're asked directly about the crime, you can't even answer the question.
What?
You can't answer a direct question with a direct answer. So you don't care about the people of Chicago. And to sit here and say that, you know, after implementing the National Guard in Washington, D.C., after saying, what does it say? tearing this country apart for personal greed and power. You know, there was basically 2 weeks, zero homicides in D.C., that streak did get broken, but I mean, there were so many lives saved with that move. So how can you say that he's doing this move for personal greed and power when American residents, American citizens are being saved?
How can he sit there in that city, in that state, and say that the crime that the residents are experiencing, Danielle, is a fantasy? Here's more residents when asked whether they're open.
Not to mention 50-something people got shot over Labor Day weekend in Chicago.
The National Guard coming in. Here's what they're saying. Listen.
I think that it'll do justice, you know, for the city. I think putting some structure in place, it definitely.
Pay attention, Nate. This is black people saying it.
You know, help prevent those things.
So, I don't see the point. It's a huge waste.
We need to do something.
First of all, Fox News is hilarious, but they're asking the black people how they feel. They love the move. They asked the one white person, and the white person doesn't like the move.
What?
Guarantee. Hold on, let's finish.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm open. I'm not necessarily thinking it'll be a bad thing.
So something has.
Now, I guarantee the black people have been affected in that move in some way, shape, or form, whether it was their lives threatened. They could have had family members threatened, friends lost due to gun violence like myself. And the white outraged person hasn't been affected by crime in Chicago at all.
What?
Guarantee it.
To happen. One thinks it may be a waste. The other says we definitely need justice for this city. Danielle, what are you hearing firsthand from residents there?
This is what most of the residents want. This is what everybody wants. How can this governor even make that statement? The president is doing his job as
exactly.
President of the United States.
He's exposing these politicians in these blue cities for not doing their job. That's what it is. And people have an issue with it.
Of America. He sworn the oath to keep America safe. And we see that Pritzker, Governor Pritzker, has failed his. He was sworn in to protect the citizens of Illinois.
Doing
and
terribly.
He has failed to do that. So for him to say that our president, who is upholding his oath to the American citizen, for him to say that about him, you know what? These people are disgusting, and I just have no words.
This is one of the Democrat reps from Illinois on deploying the National Guard and why this rep is against it earlier. Listen.
Let's check it out.
Deploying the National Guard in Chicago will not make the city safer. It feels.
You know what, though? And you got to ask yourself, a lot of these politicians, do they even live in the city? If the answer is no, and they're doing well financially, and they're living in a gated community, who are you to speak on it, buddy?
Trump's violent attacks on our communities and sends people back into the shadows. If he's serious about reducing crime, he would stop weaponizing the military.
How do you have a solution for reducing crime when you can't even reduce crime in your city?
What?
In your state. You can't reduce crime there. Trump comes with a solution and you got a problem with it.
What?
Your way ain't working. So what's wrong with switching it up?
Okay. So there is a belief by some of these Democrats, final thought to you, Danielle, that not only will it not do nothing, it's a waste, some of them say, but it won't make the city safer. I'll get a final thought from you on where you see this going next.
Well, Chuy Garcia, he don't even live in Chicago.
Let him know.
When I was on Capitol Hill testifying about how dangerous it was in our community with the 70,000 illegal aliens that majority of them are placed in our communities, he didn't ask me a question.
He didn't
wanted to know what was going on.
All right, we get the hang of it. But listen, you see the BS. You can't just watch the headlines. You can't just look at Orange Man Bad. And guess what? There's times where you can say Orange Man Bad and disagree with what he's doing. This right here ain't one of them. There's too much common sense and too much stats. Concrete stats, real numbers. That's showing that this move with the National Guard is working. I know for myself, as you know, I don't live in Washington, D.C. I live right outside of Washington, D.C., about 10 miles, but I'm in DC pretty frequently. And we know how residents feel here. Don't let the news fool you. If you ask someone that disagrees with it, they don't really, one, they don't care about people, and two, they probably just don't really understand in depth what's going on. It doesn't matter if one life is saved from crime being reduced. It's violence out here, a lot of violence out here. Same in Chicago. If one life gets saved, then that's a win. It's a win. A win is a win. And you know, I told y'all before, a couple days ago, you know, a lot of times when these countries, other countries, don't have crime, they don't have a lot of deaths there, is because there's severe consequences. And that's what needs to happen here. We might have to tighten it up. There might have to be some more severe punishments, right? There might have to be some more, you know, people out on the street to deter citizens from doing stupid things and committing stupid crimes. That's not an attack on black people. That's not an attack on Washington, D.C., not an attack on Chicago. It's keeping the people safe. People want to go on the street. People want to have a great time when they go out. They don't want to have to worry about their car getting jacked. They don't want to have to worry about gun violence breaking out. It's crazy, man. And as Americans, we don't deserve that. And, you know, for some reason, you know, it's like I hate black people if I say something like that, because I want people to be safe, because I want streets to be safe. That makes absolutely no sense. Especially y'all with kids. I don't understand that shit at all. But hey, it is what it is. We don't have a sense of we don't have a sense of pride in being American. You know, I always mention how you put the American flag up in your bio on Instagram, people look at you like you crazy. But I see Ethiopian flags, I see Guyanese flags, I see Nigerian flags, I see all types of flags, Mexican flags. You know what I mean? People can take pride in where they're from, but Americans can't take pride in where they're from. And that's absolutely crazy to me, man. We cheer our athletes on to play for the Olympics and represent the country. But when we actually here and we want what's best for the country, we got a problem with it. It's crazy out here. America got to wake up, and it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth, and you know, I got to go, man. If you like the video, please hit that like button. If you agree, disagree, leave a comment. Let me know down there and follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X, copper shirt, Less Brunches, More Crunches. They're attached to my YouTube pages, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com, if you want to see more. And listen, I hope that helped. I hope you believe that was the truth. And I'm going to catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here. Dumb the Monko.